This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's another deal in the works today, not quite as big, though. The discount brokerage house Scottrade out of St. Louis is being acquired by rival TD Ameritrade for $4 billion. It comes as increased competition and changes in technology, just like in media and telecommunications, are hitting the low-cost stock trading business. Marketplace's Adam Allington is on that one.
When e-trading took off in the U.S., the discount brokers with their smaller commissions attracted a wave of people who now wanted to play the market. By the late 90s, more than 20% of the population was investing in stock, compared with less than 5% the decade before, thanks in part to ads like this.
Go to Ameritrade.com.
It's easier than falling in love.
What do you feel like buying today, Mr. P?
Kmart.
So research it. All this stuff is provided for you free of charge.
No cost.
Yeah, that's synonymous with free.
But since the recession, investors are more hesitant to buy and sell individual stocks. They're turning to so-called passive products, such as index funds, which track the market. That slowly cut into profits as the number of client trades per day went down. Michael Wong is an analyst for Morningstar.
You know, in the old days, you could have clients with relatively little assets in their accounts, but if they traded a lot, they generated quite a bit of revenue for your business.
In reaction, Wong says discount brokers are shifting strategy away from commission to fee-based services, things like retirement planning and wealth management, almost behaving like a traditional bank.
You're seeing all of these formerly online brokerages that were arguably all digital expanding their branch footprint.
Which made Scottrade, with its 500 branches, a very attractive target for TD Ameritrade, says Gabelli and Company analyst Max Sykes.
They have similar clients, operations, their offerings, etc. It just made sense from a cultural pairing and also from an operational one as well.
Once the deal goes through, the combined company will hold more than 10 million client accounts and nearly $1 trillion in assets. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.